KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Having a great time this afternoon talking with the leadership of Legacy Church, Pastor Daniel McCabe, assistant to Steve Smotherman on the phone with us, and he's been with us the whole show today. Daniel, appreciate you very much, and we're joined now by Pastor Pedro Jaramillo. He is the pastor and director of Expect a Miracle Ministries down in the South Valley, working with people that have substance abuse issues and addictions. Pastor Pedro, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Jim.
How are you, my friend? I'm expecting a miracle that with enough prayer, I'm going to be able to start dunking a basketball again at 62. You think God's going to answer that prayer?
I believe so, man. We're all expecting a miracle.
I believe that God has already answered and said, sorry, Jim, that time is past, brother. So, I joke around all the time about that. Heck, I could barely dunk when I was 20 years old, much less 62, but I sure did have a fun time playing basketball.
Time you dunked the ball, Jim.
That's right.
How old were you?
That's right. Hey, Daniel, I am still
holding... You're such a humble man.
Oh, gosh. Hey, Daniel, I am still holding you accountable to... I want to get out and help some of those Legacy Academy kids in hoops. And I'm excited to hear from Pastor Smotherman in our first segment that school is going to open. And I know we probably have to do things a little differently maybe to respect the spacing and everything that we're supposed to have. But I'm really excited about school starting. And obviously all of our listeners and myself included will be praying that we all do that in a safe and just a blessed way. I got back, Daniel, to that very first question that I ask you today, which is, how do you keep everybody from just hugging each other? Because I think everybody just misses, the physical touch and being together. That's got to be a real challenge in ministry.
Yeah, and I'm sure that'll be a challenge when some of the kids come back. Some of them are going to want to, you know, those younger ones are going to think boys and girls are gross, but there's some other ones that are definitely going to want to shake hands and hug each other. But, hey, when it comes to basketball, I think that the NMAA has got some guidelines coming out soon kind of sending some out already. So maybe in the middle of June or sometime later this summer, we can have you work with some of our basketball kids. That would be great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I just love the kids, and I primarily spend most of my time trying to teach kids how to play the game without fear. And, body contact and running into somebody. A lot of people have shooting and dribbling, ball handling skills, but they don't want to make body contact. And if you are afraid, you can't be an effective basketball player. Pastor Pedro, that's my segue into saying what you do, my friend, takes a lot of courage because you are working with people that have addictions, sometimes lifelong addictions. And so the ministry that you've now invested in and spent your life serving in is something that is very long suffering and is a big commitment, isn't it?
It is. It is. We got to bring them in, and a lot of the men and the women have been dealing with so much rejection that has caused them to, go down the path that they've been going in, and then bring them into our family because we're a family. And then just to show them the love,
yes,
that Christ shows us, it's challenging, because a lot of people, once they start to feel that love, a lot of people put up walls or they put their hand out because they're afraid of getting hurt again,
Yes. Pastor Pedro, I don't want to distract from our interview, but we're getting a bunch of clicking and some distortion. Are you on a speakerphone or are you directly on your phone?
I'm on my speakerphone.
Okay. Well, we're hearing a bunch of clicking.
Is that better?
Yeah, that sounds a lot better. That really does. Thank you.
Okay, great.
And I appreciate your patience because, being in the same room is frankly a lot more fun. You can... we can talk and body language always helps the conversation. So I know this is kind of awkward. Thanks for doing it. But I want to ask you about your program. So if somebody has been involved in substance abuse, maybe just recently, or if it's been a lifelong addiction, can they get help with Expect a Miracle?
Oh, of course. Yes.
How
That's our number one goal is we want to reach out to the to the gang member and to the drug addict and to the man and the, you know, the woman in the prison system and, you know, those that are homeless. We want, those are what we, you know, we reach out to.
How do they get in touch with you to get involved in your program?
So they, what they do is they can simply call our home phone, which would be 505-565-2140, or they can go on to the web where it's expectamiracleabq.com, and they can reach us from there. And what it is, it's just a simple phone call interview, run down our daily routine at the home, and then if they're okay with that, then we either go pick them up or somebody drops them off.
Hey, I don't want to sugarcoat this. I know you don't have a military atmosphere, but you do have some expectations for people. Tell us about your program and how you hold them accountable and help keep them clean.
You know, we have a belief system. We have leaders in the home. We have me and my wife and my kids that are also in the home, that run the home. They're under 24-hour supervision. When they go out to the streets to evangelize or to go fundraise, we have leaders with them as well. You know, we're always trying to keep them accountability. You know, without the accountability, things tend to happen. You know?
Share with us a story, maybe of a success story, and how that person might be doing now that's gone through your program.
All right. Well, let me just use me and my wife as success stories. And we were born and raised here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I had addiction with crack cocaine for over 10 years with alcohol and weed and nicotine as well. My wife, she battled with meth and alcohol as well. And now we've been clean for over, 15 plus years. Wow. We went into a program similar, just like the one that we opened up here. And, you know, I personally just went in because my wife had left me taking a kid. I didn't have nowhere to go. I was willing to just go into this program just to see what it's all about. And, you know, well, man, when Christ gets a hold of your life, you know, he totally transformed your life.
Yeah, wow, that's a neat testimony. Was there a time, Pedro, where you wouldn't be willing to share this weakness in your life? Now it seems like God has taken something that's a weakness and made it an amazing strength.
Correct. Well, it's the weakness is trying to not deal with what has happened in your upcoming life, you know, in your upbringing life. The weakness is, you know, all the pain that you have to deal with, all the rejection, having a mother as a heroin addict, having to deal with that. So then, you know, it's the weakness was you were just trying to numb yourself so you didn't have to deal with anything.
Yeah. Tell us how.
Now it's actually, you know, you're learning how to cope and you're learning how to deal with life issues. And it's through the Word of God, you know?
Yeah, I want to mention to our listeners, and I haven't seen these folks out on the street for about 8 weeks. Maybe that's because of COVID. But I know that one of the ways you raise money is you bake bread. And you do it professionally in a commercial kitchen as part of the training, part of the discipline, and really a service to our community. But there are folks that go out on the streets, and I've bought a lot of bread. That's why I've about 20 pounds overweight right now, but I love the banana bread and stuff that you guys make. Pedro, tell us about that program.
Well, man, we do. Before COVID-19, we were making banana bread, but, you know, we really haven't been quarantined. You know, we've been out now landscaping. Once everything kind of started to shift, you know, we started now landscaping. We've been remodeling people's yards. We've been doing so much other work now.
Okay.
Since we can't really go out and have contact with other people.
Right.
So we just kind of adjusted our fundraising, our fundraising tactics. And now, you know, just started tackling all these yards and trying to continue to keep our doors open. It hurts to see so many doors closing, but I didn't want to be one of those statistics, so I had to make something happen as the pastor, as the leader. I had to make choices. I had to, you know, I had to be led by the Holy Spirit, and it's, you know, what's going to help us to continue to bring men and women, continue to put the food on our tables, and continue to supply the electricity, the gas, water, and all this, you know. So we really haven't had been quarantined because, like, we had to be going out and working still, you know?
Yes, but it sounds like it's been successful, and it's a way God's provided some help for you. But there's also ways that our listeners can come alongside you. How would you like our listeners to try to help you?
Well, you know, we do look for people that would like to team up. You know, we can go on to our website, and they can team up with us on expectamiracleabq.com. They can partner up with us. We, you know, I think we have somewhere like $32 a week, you know, if they want to partner up, and we can be able to sow into the ministry there. We have people that, you know, they send their offerings to the ministry to help continue to keep our doors open. You know, there's people that are able to give also their clothing, you know, shoes. Mm-hmm. We also accept donations on that. They can drop them off at 1400 San Mateo Southeast. You know, they can send you know, care packages also to 1400 San Mateo Southeast. So there's so many different ways to be able to team up. You know, we can use the financial side. We can use hygiene, you know, the side. We can use the food side. There's so many different ways that people can team up with us.
Sounds great. We are on the phone with Pastor Pedro Jaramillo. He is the director of Expect a Miracle Ministry in Albuquerque. You can get in touch with him and his staff at 505-565-2140. If you're a person experiencing substance abuse, addiction, and that type of thing, you can call them up. If you're a person that might have some clothing or some hygiene items or care package, maybe even some fun, how about some tickets to the Isotopes once they start going again? Would that be a fun thing?
That'd be amazing. That'd be great.
Well, and I know, Pastor, you are just loving on people, and you have a community. You have both men and women in your facility, and they live separately, and you know, they're going through a tough time in their lives, and they have some discipline and some accountability, but it's not always an easy thing. So thank you for the ministry that you're doing. Thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect. And when we come back, we're going to have Pastor Daniel McCabe, who stayed with us the whole program, and we'll have Dustin King, who handles homeless ministries and is a coordinator of Feed New Mexico Kids at Legacy Church. We'll be right back after these messages.